Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone. This is Baba Witafa, yours truly right here in Oklahoma City, your host with the most. We're right here tonight. We got a nice program. We're going to have a few activists from our communities from abroad, not only here in Oklahoma, but Detroit, San Francisco, and a few other places tonight. We just want to kind of get a little bit of shake up and let everybody know that rather than individually, collectively, we're going to come collectively together and start trying to find ways and solutions for bettering our communities. It's us versus Gus, and the Gus happens to be our government that we're talking about tonight. You know, again, we're going to have people, again, from Oklahoma City, from Tulsa, Detroit, and a few other places tonight going to tell us a little bit about it, what they're doing and how we can help out. Our main topic tonight is for the purpose of community activists speaking out. In other words, we want to let everybody know, hey, you're not here by yourself. If we can help you, if we can write letters, or whatever the case is, man, you may be in another state because I guarantee you it may not be as wicked as any other place, but I tell you what, whatever's going on in your state is definitely happening down here. Somebody's hungry, somebody's depressed, somebody's being wrongfully incarcerated, somebody being jumped on by the police, the government illegally taking their food stamps or whatever the case is. Yes, it is a universal system that we as community activists must address tonight. Again, as always, man, yeah, your boy, my co-host, is out in school. She will be back a little later on, but again, I'm going to hide from her before she get here. I'm going to pretend that she beat me. Well, I'll try, but I know it ain't going to work, because she always come on. I'm always on when she's on. I appreciate y'all. And again, tonight we have also a special guest that's been recurring with us as well as Nicole Zagrati. She's been a very activist and motivated after the untimely death of her ex-husband, Shed Ewings, and at the same time, we also fight for that and try to get freedom, justice, and equality in that regard. We also have a brother, Kevin Wilson Willis, who recently became a part of our program, but at the same time, he's definitely always welcome with Bridging the Gap, as well as others who may be on the line with him. So again, thank y'all, everyone, for joining us tonight, and hopefully we'll have a show worthwhile and something you can go back and tell your friends about and loved ones and anyone else. Let them know that we are the hosts with your most at People Power Radio. Again, this is not my show. Your opinion, your ideas, your thoughts all count, because without you, I would look very silly talking to myself. So thank y'all very much for joining in. Again, now, welcome, 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 everyone. You've tuned in tonight, and we're going to give y'all a great show. I'm waiting for Mayat, your board, to sign on, and until she does, we'll just go ahead and talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's start with you, Nicole, since you were the first one on tonight. Tell us a little bit about, I know you're an activist yourself. I mean, you basically tend into everything and all things everybody that's doing. Tell us a little bit about what we're looking at and what may be happening this weekend.
This weekend's going to be really good for activists in the state of Oklahoma. We have, of course, our monthly monitoring, Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, down at Oklahoma County, early Saturday, and then Saturday evening we have the Unity March with the Greenland District, better known as Black Wall Street, coming for the first time ever from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to march on our east side with us.
Wow.
You know, I heard there's going to be Native chiefs there to welcome us too, so it's really going to be a big, you know, thing of unity, so that's going to be super awesome. And then the following day after that, we have the event at Crossroads Mall.
All right. You know, that's going to be really wonderful. I know the turnout is going to be nice. So tell me, I am going to be there.
Also, this week I was blessed. Well, I met him last week, but there was a guy that I ran into that had three young children. I told you, Mr. Washington, about him. And I don't know if you guys have seen that, the outreach and the outpour that people have had to him in the community, which makes me feel really good. His GoFundMe in one day has already met $1,600 in one day.
Wow.
So I think that we're definitely going to be able to get him into a place at the very minimal, you know, at least get them a roof over their head. Then we'll have to work on, finding some furniture and things like that.
You know, Nicole, if it hadn't been for you, we'd have never known about his situation. You see how good God is? He always places and puts us in the right place at the right time to meet the right people. So, again, man, my hat's off to you for doing that. And, again, thank you all so much for all your listening.
Several people that offered to help him, too. It wasn't just the I mean, I've had donations that I picked up with brand new shoes for his kids for school, brand new school
clothes.
Oh,
man.
I had a lady donate a pot and pan set in a box that she's never used. So when we do get them in a place, we got to start in the kitchen. And just so many things. There's a hairdresser on Northeast 36th Street that reached out and said that she'd do his kids' hair for free once a month for the next year. So it's just super awesome to see the community come together like that.
Oh, man. Tell you what, I see we got my co-host is on tonight. We definitely got to get her in here. Talk to me, Mayon, what's going on? And don't leave, Nicole. We definitely going to talk some more about that. For real.
Yes,
go ahead on, Mayon. Talk to me. What's going on? How your day going?
Oh, Shay, it's going good. It's nice to see it raining outside finally.
Man, it's cooled off a lot. I guess we do prayer
like,
two times, don't we?
A whole lot. You know, I'm
always crying like a baby all day long.
I'm like, you know, Michael, I'm always working. I'm always got my hand. Got my hands in something. So
I'm telling everybody
like
when
you.
I come here, I tell them every time. I say, man, yeah, it's out there in school doing a few things. You'll be on in a minute, and you always click on. And when you don't get on, you know, we always gonna represent you automatically. Although I want all the candy bars, the cookies you get for doing it for you. But still, we're gonna keep it going. Yeah. Oh man, but the topic tonight is again community activists speaking out. So I know you've been an activist as well, Mia. So talk to me. What's that activist work look like on your end this week?
Shay, doing a lot of networking in and out of town and getting a lot of training and stuff, you know, because the more that we connect with people here and even a little bit on the outskirts and even a little further, the more things that we can provide for our own state. You know, being in Oklahoma, it's a lot of us here, but having outside sources and people that will pour into the movement and pour into others when it's in time of need, just like kind of, you know, what Nicole was touching on. You know, you don't know who can actually provide something for somebody in need. Even if you don't personally have it, you have resources to provide for the people in times of need. So, you know, I'm still gathering and networking and trying to get some people involved and people connected here on what we're doing here in Oklahoma. It's a constant thing. So I try to maintain these connections and try to inform people about what's going on down here in Oklahoma. A lot of people don't know that we have a lot of stuff that we're working on, a lot of things that we're trying to fix here in Oklahoma.
Yes,
you know,
we're
not like California or New York or any places like that where we get put on, you know, a public platform about everything that's happening. So we just, you know, we have to word of mouth about things that are going on down here. So, you know, I'm always working, trying to do something. But, yeah.
That's for real. I can vouch for that. Now, after the show, though, you know, like I said, I just want all the hamburgers and all about vouching and things. You know, we ain't going to tell nobody if there ain't nobody hearing us.
If I get some hamburgers, I will share them. Y'all know I get y'all
some
hamburgers.
Y'all heard it. Everybody heard that now, so don't count this time. I'm not trying to. But you know what? I'm going to record the show, make sure if I had to pull this up. Yeah, you make sure of that.
You know,
that's always good. Like, so we always have fun, y'all. We don't just have no dull moments. I mean, we, you know, some people may not like what we do, but hey, man, we real. You know, we try to be real 24 hours a day, not on some days, but every day. So again, man, I thank you so much for that, brother. Brother Calvin, talk to me. What's up with you, man? How's that day going? How's the group going with you? What you got going? What y'all playing, man? Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing? Man, we've been really just kind of networking, getting our social media, you know, still off the ground since we're so new. We've been doing that. We've reached out to some schools, Douglas, in the city. We're going to do some mentorship programs with the kids there.
Wow.
We've reached out to Star Spencer. Just trying to get the more youth involved and tell them there's a different way, you know. So that's really the biggest things we're doing now. Just all the business stuff and, you know, everything is just running your own like organization. We've been really just handling that, you know, trying to stay busy and stay as connected as possible. So that's what we've been working on.
Man, I'm motivated, brother, by especially you young folks, man, because like I said, y'all are the future. Okay, like I said, and let's just keep it real. So it's indeed important. Listen carefully. it's indeed important that we of the elder stock properly fashion and mold your ideas into fathoming and accepting your way of life. Meaning, just because I tell you something, you can't do it like me because what was then is not now. You see? So mm-hmm. what you can do is take the information that I give you and mold it into today's time and guess how much more you're going to be in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there is, there's a way, and then I want to ask you another question here. There's no way. Listen, everybody. Thank you, Robert. Y'all know I like to acknowledge y'all when you come on. Thank you, Robert. Melanie, Virginia. Hey, thank y'all, man. Florida, New Mexico, Texas. Oh, y'all think y'all ain't going to quit talking, y'all, man. No, but anyway, y'all know that was coming. No, but seriously, y'all, you know, just sitting back, talking to one another. Let's feel one another out, man. Let's understand each other when we get down and out, man. We ain't got to bash at one of our because one may be weaker or stronger than the other. That's divide and conquer, man. We're actually putting on the badge and mask of how our perpetrating offensive, no-good government and officials are treating us, man. They're basically making us mimic and operate in their evil mode and fashion. So, again, brother, I'm going to holler at you back to the others. So, Kevin, is anybody on with you or are you on by yourself tonight?
I'm going to call Brittany here in a little bit, but it'll be
okay, okay. Well, I'll just let you know. So tell me, other than that, man, the day-to-day, I mean, do y'all have any specific events that's coming up this weekend?
No, we're all getting ready for school. You know, all four of us are in college, so, you know, we're just
that's
getting
what I was saying.
That.
So, okay, so, yeah. Right. So now when is actually your school start back?
Fallon's master's program starts August 22nd, and me and Zoe come back on the 15th. So,
okay.
And then Brittany starts back on the 27th, I believe, or the 19th. Yeah, August 19th. So we're all starting back around the same time. So we're just really
okay.
All
well, now listen to this, and Nicole, and y'all listen, Mayotte and Robert on the other end, and we're going to let Robert speak here shortly. Listen carefully. I want y'all to get together. We're going to get y'all what you call a back-to-school type party type thing. You know what I mean? As our friends, man, this is what friends do for friends. You know what I mean?
Sure
I mean, this is my idea. I wanted to do it, but like I said, I'm going to eat up all the food. I'm going to leave y'all a little bit. But at the same time. Let me stop now. I'm
Michael,
those,
you
guys.
Can't.
Hey, I love food, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man. Y'all just don't know that, man. I'm going to tell y'all. I just love food. No, but seriously, y'all. I just love having fun. No, but seriously, man. So I want you, Kevin, to get me the exact times that y'all school start back, and we're just going to put mm-hmm. something not really extravagant, but just to say, hey, man, this is another chapter in y'all's life. You had all the summer off. Okay, you get ready to go back to school now. Bam, let us send you off in that light. I mean, am I making sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'll text you the dates and everything.
Yeah, get all of them together. And anybody else that you know, we just want to put on something nice, man. It just to recognize people like what Nicole is doing up here with the young man and his family, man. That is giving people giving, man, unselfishly, brother. I mean, this is mm-hmm. and when I say brother and sister, that's what I mean, man. You know, no one can turn me against anyone. Can't nobody say nothing negative or bad about you because you know what? We're going to put them all on air. We're going to expose them. Hey, wait a minute. Did you say something about me yet? No. Come on. You say something about Kevin? They don't ever come to Michael like that, boy, because they know I'm going to come out hard as a rock.
I say,
you know, so that's what I want everybody to know about. So go ahead, brother. That's good to know that. Nicole, now talk to him again about what you were saying earlier before we had to come in. I saw Mayotte come in. You say that brother's doing pretty good. He's almost got a roof over his head, and what's up with him? We need to meet him, too. That's why I always ask about it. She was telling me she was shopping as well, so she listened to the radio and shopping, so I forgot about that. So let me move on forward.
I'm here.
All right,
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay, go ahead. No, but you did tell me you were shopping in there, so go ahead and talk to
no,
me.
No, it's fine.
We need to meet him sometime if we can, Nicole.
I'm trying to. Saturday he's working, and that's not something that he can afford to call out of right now. So he said, I told him we'll eventually figure out something for him. Yeah.
No.
But he's really, like I said, hopefully this is enough or going towards enough to get him a place. The only thing that's in his way is there's a barrier. I mean, he can't go into most low-income housing because of his felon. He's a felony.
So, but let me see if I can get back on. Hey, y'all, they get ready. They might try to cut us off here, but at 8:30, y'all call back in if we do get disconnected. But if not, continue on because I had to do two shows and I had a tech difficulty. So if we do 8:30, please call back in. But go ahead and keep talking. I just want to break it in. Go ahead. I have to say that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that we have in his way. So just trying to find a place that will allow him to exist and live there, unfortunately, with, you know, a felony, and also a place that will allow him to do that that's safe enough for him to raise his three children in.
Yeah,
so.
Great. You know what, Nicole, that is so amazing. Oh, man. Okay, I was immediately touched by that, and, you know, this is what the Oklahoma Coalition does. Listen at that word, y'all. Oklahoma Coalition against people abuse. So in other words, we are coalition. It ain't just no one of us. Just like what you did. Just like Bridging the Gap is doing. Just like Mayada is doing. You see what I'm getting at? It's a coalition of people.
I'm saying.
No, coalition. It ain't just no Oklahoma Coalition itself, per se. That's dynamic.
Okay.
It's the people that's different groups that makes it dynamic. And with each phase and in each parting day, it is the coalition. Hello, Nicole, bringing people to our attention. Hello, Mayat going out to keeping people informed. Hello, Kevin Wilson out there getting with Douglas and them people. Y'all think I don't listen? This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. And becoming mentors. Okay, y'all? This is what we are about, man. It's time for us to stand up and go to the last end. Talk to me, Mayat. Am I right or wrong? Talk to me now. Y'all know how we do it. This is over the road.
You're totally right, you know, because it really does take all of us to push, push the movement forward. And you know what I'm saying? We've got a pretty solid group of people and group of organizations that are willing to put in the work and not just to be recognized, but for the greater good of the people. And that's what I love about, you know, working with Michael, working with everybody connected to, you know, like Nicole and everybody else. If I forget your name or if I miss saying your name, just know I know who you are. You know who you are. But, you know, just working with people that are willing to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying, and not, oh, well, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. You know, the people need us and they depend on us to help them, you know, in times of need, and the people that put their hands out there to help, they really do value that, and I'm hearing that from everybody. But, you know, us coming together and making real change, like, I don't like talking that much. I like to just get out here and do it and get out here and help the people. And I love what Nicole did, you know, for this gentleman and still doing for him, because, you know, I see all that, those same qualities in each and every one of us that, you know, that are connected out here. And I just knew Nicole was going to come out here and get stuff fired up. And Virginia was going to come out here and get fired up. You know,
what woke her up when they deliberately kill her ex-husband? Boy, I couldn't contain her. I said, she come, get out of the way. Here come that Brembo boy.
I'm
back
saying.
Up, y'all. Here
well, I've always had it in my heart. But you know what's odd? Is whenever you're operating unit and you're, like, moving and your advocacy and stuff with people, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're drawn to you with their story, you know? I didn't do anything out of the ordinary or feel like I did to make this guy, but he's like, hey, like, no one's ever made me feel comfortable to the point of telling them that I need help.
Right, right. I'll show you.
It's the spirit of the people in this movement in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Us going out there and be, you know, surrendering ourselves and really just saying, I'm open enough for you to come in. I'm open enough for you to talk to me and to let your guard down, because I'm not going to, you know, bash you. I'm not going to do anything to make you feel unwanted. You know, so they naturally feel drawn to people that are genuine and nurturing, that are actually, you know, wanting to help them get to that point to where they can take care of themselves and take care of their family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of spirit that I see in every single one of us that are connected to, you know, the coalition. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, man, I tell you what. Kevin, talk to us, man. You silent back there. Tell me what's up. I mean, what are your hopes and aspirations and dreams over the course of your school year? How are you going to play that with activist role and going to school? Tell me how that works out.
Yeah, so, you know, it's motivating to have a group. You know, I always say, you know, now that I'm not playing basketball, I have another team with this. You know what I'm saying? So just really staying motivated, trying to get my, you know, GPA just high as I can get. And then next year, getting into probably OU law, you know what I mean, becoming a lawyer is my main goal.
Okay.
You know, really, so just really just trying to finish out strong, you know, having Fallon and Brittany and, you know, getting their master's and stuff. Just once, you know, it motivates me to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
hey, absolutely, bro.
Can't play, you know what I mean? So in this, if I don't get the grades, I can't really do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have another team depending on me now. So that's really my motivation and, you know, my hopes for the future with this. You know, I was going to say thanks, Michael, for, you know, letting us get on here. You know what I mean? You helped me out a lot already, you know, even stuff that you don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? So, I think this is great. You're trying to get more activism in here because Oklahoma is so divided at times. You know, we're all for the same goal. You know, so, so this is just a great opportunity to, you know, just speak and kind of, you know, use our brains to come together. So I just want to say thank you, you know, to both of y'all.
Man, I tell you what, we those of us on the show, we have a few people getting ready to talk here shortly. But let me tell y'all something, man. We know for a fact that we're going up. It's almost insurmountable odds. Because when you're talking about a system that's ingrained in white supremacist racism, and then you even got people of color, you know, going to discriminate against you because maybe you're getting the spotlight where they aren't. You know, y'all, this is a reality, a frightening monster that we have to really put on our shoulders and carry the burden of trying to overcome. Because when you look at places like, I'm telling you now, in Sogden, Oklahoma, and places like that says, you know, ends, you got 15 minutes to be home, are we coming after you? I'm talking about there are still signs and stuff out there. It shocked me the other day when I saw it. Sundown in Ogden, that's what they call it. Now, come on, man. I'm talking in today's time, you say is that. So these are the, and then like the young lady, I can't remember her son's name. You know, he was an autistic young lady I helped out there in the school thing. You know, called him all kind of names and the teachers
Adrian.
And laughing and
Adrian.
Listening to this stuff going on. What was his name?
Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian. She's, you know, but y'all don't hear me. People who need us, we have to be able to come at their beckoning call because for the most part, and guess what? Oh, man, she said, man, I've been watching you for years, and, man, you just motivated me. That's what we want to do. Y'all don't do things to be seen of man. But when you be seen and doing it in the eyes of the Creator, that's when you become more effective because it doesn't become you. It becomes weak. Go ahead. Somebody saying something. Go ahead on. Somebody saying something. Oh, I thought you said something. So,
it's me. I'm
going to
need it.
Oh, go ahead. I thought that's you. Go ahead. Yeah. So, you know, y'all, this is what I'm getting at, man. I mean, the beauty in people coming together. Let me tell y'all something. Here in Oklahoma, there are pockets of racists who don't want us coming together. There are pockets of racists in Norman, Oklahoma. There are pockets of racists in Stillwater, Oklahoma, Payne County. I'm telling y'all what I personally witnessed. Okay? So it's an uphill battle because you're going up against a system that's well established. You're not just talking about something that you can just break apart instantly. The only way we can really come together in a more profound mode of acceptance is that we have to do away with the current system as we see it. Nicole, what about that? Talk to me.
I'll talk to you guys. I'm checking out. Let me get you guys get back to you, and I'm done checking out.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
We already see that the current system is doing nobody good but the wealthy. So that's the biggest thing, that we're going to have to change a lot of this stuff on a local level to make a difference for Oklahoma. And we're going to have to start making it known that we know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And the more that they get exposed, the less likely they'll probably think twice about the stuff that they're doing. So we have to start with the mindset of our people. We have to start with, you know, changing the narrative of things. We can't just go, you know, along with their plan. We're going to have to go against it because, you know, that'll lead to destruction of us. That'll lead to us being, you know, oppressed even more. You know what I mean? If we continue to be quiet about what's going on here, even though it's Oklahoma and we're fairly small compared to larger places, the more that we use our voices, the more that all these things will start coming out. And it will make the people feel comfortable enough to tell them, you know, tell other people their stories and their encounters of the injustice here in Oklahoma. So that's just, that's what I have to say to it, Michael.
Hey, you know, that's perfect, guys. But let me tell y'all something. In addition to what y'all you said there, Amir, let me tell you something. People today, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm so inspired by, oh, man, look at the stuff that this has never happened before in Oklahoma. I'm just going to tell y'all, man, where, I mean, all these groups are basically coming together, putting aside our differences. Nobody's going to see a thing exactly or perfectly alike. That's what makes us unique human beings. That's what democracy really stands for. You being able to see a glitch in my eye that I can't see, but I can't get mad at you and say, hey, man, what you see in a glitch in my eye, look at the one in yours. It's, that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, okay, man, thank you. I mean, is it, did I wipe it right or did I, can I see clearer? Can I help you now with yours? Why is it that we have a problem, Brother Calvin, when someone tries to critique us in a professional and humble manner? Why do we have a problem with that?
Yeah, so I think we kind of just get really, like, defensive, you know what I mean? Like, we come from a, you know, where it stems from, like, you know, I'm better than you or I do it my particular way.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's what we got out of, you know, like, you know, I was back to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they had, they were two completely different sides of the spectrum, but they had one goal, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what we have to realize, like, that people have been through some of the things that we may not have with bridging the gap. So you might have something like, hey, I messed up on this. You should do this. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you don't know. And that's what we can't do. We have to get our out of our own way and realize that there's a common goal in this. You know,
right,
someone always has a different perspective. We should listen. You know what I mean? So that's just, you know, that's my biggest thing. You know, just being teachers, you know, being, you know, like I tell my kids, be coachable in life. You know what I mean? Be open. So that's you know, that's what I think. You know, we all go through different things.
You want to piggyback off? Thank you, though, brother. You want to piggyback off that, Mayad, or I mean, Nicole, since you just got back out of shopping, huh?
Yeah. Let Mayad go.
Go ahead, Mayad. Come on.
You can go.
You want y'all? Come on.
No. You can go. I'm busy. I'm out and about. You're good.
I'm out and about. Y'all leave me alone. I ain't gonna go first. Oh.
And watch how much more money these kids are spending, Michael. I told you we're school clothes shopping. You got to watch them.
Yeah, I see you. Oh, man.
So
I got
you. Was on the clearance rack, and no one was on the clearance rack.
hey, but you know what, Nicole? It shows your enthusiasm because you out shopping and still listen to the radio. Now, that's the first time.
Yes, sir.
I say, she over here like me. I'm over here working and on the radio. Oh,
I didn't know you doing it, man. That's what I was telling you. Hey, man, I mean, that's dedication, y'all. I mean, y'all warm my heart with that. I'm just going to tell you, man, I appreciate it. And you got to, like, tell a few people. But go ahead, man, you want to piggyback on what he was saying?
I just want to piggyback off that, you know, and say, you know, we do have to, and I agree with him, we do have to put our differences aside and be coachable with
man.
Each other. But let me just add this on here.
Come on.
We also have to be cautious. We have to be cautious because of what we do, and a lot of people may not like that. You know what I'm saying? On the surface, you may not see that, but, you know, we don't know what other people are thinking. We just go off of, you know, our experiences and our interactions with people. You know, just be cautious when you are working with people and when you are doing activist work, that there's going to be a small percentage of people that dislike you. And sometimes we can't, even though we are focused and we are open to work with people, just know that a lot of people are not that, some people are not that same way. So we just kind of have to, you know, handle it professionally and say, you know, we may have some differences, but if you are willing to, you know, come together and you are willing to do the work of the people, I'm willing to work with you.
when you encounter situations like that, because that's the reality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the other side of being an open person and wanting to work with other people. We all may not share the same heart of the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
we
right.
just have to be, you know, we have to be open. We have to be open enough and also use our discernment when we are networking with other people. And that's just my experience. I know other activists have had the same type of experience, you know, out here. If you haven't, you will run into those situations eventually. But just know, carry yourself professionally with poise and continue your vision and your mission out here for the people, because we will be nothing without the people. We are always still the people. So that's all, you know, that's all my piggyback on that one is.
Amen. Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I can't even say that now.
It's always something to say.
Man, I did it on purpose, man. She hit
exactly what I was going to hit on. That, you know, absolutely we all need to come together, but there are, you got to be cautious as well, because there are people that genuinely, they hate, they have a hateful heart, and that's just the way they are. And in activism work, not even just other activists, just in general, like, and this is purpose a lot with the gun club, is we have to be aware there's a lot of people that don't like what we do. After our first rally for Shed in Norman, one of my friends was on Twitter, and I don't get on Twitter, but he sent me a text message, and he's like, "What's up, Antifa?" And I said, "What do you mean, what, Antifa?" And he showed me a post that some guy had put on Twitter of us at Shed's rally, and it said, "Antifa's on the move through Norman."
Yes,
it had our pictures on it. Yes, absolutely. But you just got to, like, to me it was funny, you know what I mean? But you have to realize that there's people that genuinely hate what we're doing. Like, so you have to make sure that you're always aware of your surroundings around other activists, as well as, you know, I'm not saying don't come together, but I'm also saying don't lose your sense of caution and make sure you're listening to what other people do stand for, because there's a lot of things that we can come together on. But there's some things that I don't feel are negotiable. Like, you know, if you've been an activist in the community for years and then, you know, you sell out to some other idea, like we saw happen with the jail recently in Oklahoma County, that kind of hurt my feelings, because we watched an activist literally sell his soul, you know, to the other side.
Wow.
And so I'm just saying, you have to be extremely aware of the people that you're working with, and also you have to be aware of their strength, because this man was an activist until he got pressure put on him, you know, and got arrested and so had some stuff happen, and then he folded, and you got to make sure that the people that are around you are not going to fold in those situations.
Very much so. She just expanded on what I was talking about.
Yeah.
See, there's always something else to add to it and another perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because that's so true. When it gets down to the bottom and it gets down to where it's rough and you could possibly be put in jail for standing up for your rights, you got to be willing to do that. You know what I mean? You got to be willing to stand up for who you are and for what, you know, what you believe is. At the end of the day, especially if you are in the right and you know that you're within the law. So, I live with that. As soon as I signed up for the movement, I knew there was a possibility I would be in jail, and I had to prepare for that. Take that mindset. You know what I mean? We have political activists that go to jail all the time, and sometimes we don't hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people do sell out. Real quick.
They make laws specifically to target political activists, especially in this state. We saw Governor Stitt last year sign into law where you can run over a crowd of people that are in the street. So you know that was a direct response to all of the protesting that was going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You hit the nail right on the head.
You know, I said, I'd be like, you can't shut me up.
No. But see, let me tell y'all something, man. Just like what you did, Nicole, you just admitted,
It was House Bill 758. What it was is that if you felt, once again, after there's a rally going on and you felt your life was threatened, that, well, there now the rally, even though you weren't a rioter, you can cause a person to fear their life. They fear, oh, they're getting ready to get rowdy. That's all you have to say. They're getting ready to get rowdy, so I had to drive my car for safety. You can actually be charged with that person, even though it's just saying he felt you would become getting ready to get rowdy, and you can be charged with attempted murder, or if the person actually get murdered to kill that person, you can actually be charged. That is designed to stop you from coming together, to collectively, you know, voice your irate, you know, in a sense it's irate, but not necessarily in a physical form, but in manner of voice. If you express your righteous indignation, we're going to hold you accountable. Why? Because you are interfering with our status quo. And it is the government, we are run by iron fists. You see? And y'all make
a
change.
At least 90% of our, of like, when you look at history and you look at activists, and about 90% of them, including all of the most well-known, have some sort of criminal record from arrest that took place during their time of activism work. So fighting for, I mean, there's bad trouble, there's good trouble, and that's just the price that you pay, you know, to be an activist. And I think that that's what comes with being very selfless, you know, and like you were talking about, Michael, like it can't be about yourself, because, you know, you might be going to jail, but the message that might deliver to, you know, the community might be forever changing. It might change a law. It might change the way that someone views it, they looks at it. You know, that's how movements happen.
All
movements
right.
don't generally, they're not usually a comfortable process.
No, no. I mean, when you look back even in the riots and the rallies in the 60s, when there was I'm black and I'm proud, this, that, no, so-and-so, so-and-so, we tired, we want food, whatever. Hey, it's to the point, like a boiling point of water boiling over a pot. You know, if it continues to boil, it's going to, you know, not only evaporate inside the pot, but what's left over to the curb, meaning that may have simmered down. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That pot, if it's still on the fire, it's scalding. I mean, it's scorchingly hot. And at the same time, it's going to turn colors. Why? Because just like a human being, you get so, you know, frustrated with the status quo that you want to do something about it. You know, so if you want to do something about it, I mean, some of us go to the extreme. Why? Because it's not coming fast enough. I mean, but that's just the reality, y'all. I mean, you know, so that's what we have to deal with. You have some extremists. Some of us have to say, hold up, and no, we're not coming out here to rally in front of this jail for you to go up there talking about throwing bricks at cars running by and all that. I'm talking because you actually have people that's actually done that, putting police cars on fire or whatever. But believe it or not, when they say that police car was put on fire up there at the jailhouse, I think one of them damn cops did it to justify talking about one of them rioters did it to justify that negative publicity from, you know, to have people going against
I'll say this, though, Michael. I don't agree with that, but I can identify with their anger. It's misplaced, and it shouldn't happen. But at the same time, how can you not identify with the level of anger that people, you know?
Absolutely. Come on over here, Kevin. You quiet up back there. What do you think, man? What do you think this new law is about, Kevin? I mean, you think that they should put a muzzle on our mouths, or should we continue to fight in the struggle, or what? Talk to me, man. I mean, you got your feet wet now. You just getting out there. You know, you still young.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should definitely obviously keep fighting. You know, with bridging the gap, you know, we are also young and we can inspire people. Like, you know, just for say, you know, I brought just one friend with me. Next time, you know, when we go, he might bring a friend, and that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To create true change. You know, you can't get anywhere with being voiceless. You know what I mean? So, you know, my main motivations, you know, are the Fred Hamptons, the Malcolm X's, the Denmark Vesties, like those people like that led to where we are now. And so, like, you know, like what I said before, like if they can fight, I can too. You know what I mean? Like I always tell, like me and my mom were talking, I was like, what did these people die for? You know what I mean? Like what did they
die for? Look at what they died for,
you
man.
You know, like. You know, so, I mean, when a little adversity hits, you know, you can go fight or flight. You know, you can be done, but, oh, you know, we can't change the world. You can fight it. You know what I mean? So, that's, you know, that's really my biggest thing. You know what I mean? So, just, you know, continue to fight, you know, keep broadcasting, you know, even if you don't get likes or attention or whatever, like, somebody's always listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, always keep doing, like, just fight what you believe in.
Yeah.
You know, Five Would You Believe?
Absolutely.
You know, if we always our motto at Bristol Cap, if we get two people a day, you know, we're that successful.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, watch this though, brother man. What you just said was get a person full that's hungry, man. See, first of all, if you save one person, that's one life you don't have to worry about being trampled over.
Right.
And at the same time, that one person that you save may save the next two that you couldn't. But watch this here. Everything has to go back. You starting it all off. You see? So you're an indelible part of that person's life, whether they recognize it or not. Why? So therefore, you're successful, brother. So what I'm trying to tell you is not your position to save anyone. Your position is to be a servant of the Most High. To spread that message out there, to imbibe it, to make it just stick like glue to a person. Now watch this. Then that person, like Nicole and others and ourselves, will mimic the words and your actions and deeds. Therefore, we become recognizers of fighters for one of another.
Okay.
How can we not?
I say.
You know, Michael, I agree with what you're saying, but in the space that we hold as community servants, in a sense, we do save others. But they have the thing is, others have to be willing and committed to want to be saved. Those that want to be saved, we can do our jobs. Those that don't, we just have to kick the dust from up under our feet. That's
right.
My perspective on that.
All right, great. Hey, look here. By the way, man, who are you? Thank you, Flick. You've been back there all this time. You used up my information, trying to throw it back at me. Okay, Miss Washington. Well, now, everybody raise their fist if they say, yeah, we heard. Y'all ain't going to bite. Well, y'all fired up tonight, man. This is, hey, woo-wee. I mean, we got a line lit up here. I got to try to get some of these other people on, but they get mad at me. Y'all hang on. We got about a... 10 minutes, we'll open the show for everybody. Then we can just talk about basically what we want. But right now, we're still at about the 10-minute mark. And then, again, y'all, everybody, we let y'all all in. We appreciate y'all. This is Baba Wetafa right here in Oklahoma City. We're your host with the most, my co-host, me, yeah, boy, right here in Oklahoma City on People Power Radio. We have our distinguished, esteemed young guests tonight, as always. We always appreciate Bridging the Gap being here. And, of course, Nicole with her fighting spirit, Nicole Zagrati, and... she's out shopping tonight, but at the same time, like I told her, as well as Mayotte, I mean, yeah, I'm so profoundly thankful that you ladies can be at work and out shopping and things and say, oh, I'm going to take time to call into the radio show. That shows me that the respect that you have for your listening audience, number one, and that you're unselfish, number two, and number three, I get the next time hamburgers, I get cakes, I get cookies. Oh, my God, I don't want to keep going on. Oh. I love to eat, y'all. How many of y'all love to eat? Say amen. Okay. Y'all got to look over me, man. I just, you know, if a person is dull and not inspired by hearing thoughts from others who are free of heart and off into it, man, there's something wrong with it. But watch this one. Don't y'all know, man, seriously speaking, there are activists on every spectrum of our life's involvements. Yes, you have child psychologists. Advocates, you have elderly advocates, you have people who advocate for free food for people. So what I'm saying, y'all, is advocacy is not just in one area. Advocacy is in maybe helping a person walk the street that they don't get jumped on or hit by a car or whatever. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, man, is that if you don't like one area, go to another one. Because activism, political activists, community activists, social activists, health activists, why do you think we have people in all those fields, y'all? Because they're inspired and motivated. Watch this one. They're inspired and motivated by someone they knew or was close to experiencing that traumatic condition or situation. What do you think, man? Am I right on that or what? Now, y'all don't agree with me because y'all don't like me now. Just clear it in.
You're definitely right, Michael. And, you know, this, you know, being in the coalition and being connected, you know, as we are right now, shows our strengths and our weaknesses. We all kind of piggyback off of each other and help, even though, you know, one of us may be at an event, another one may be at the other, you know what I'm saying? But we help each other to get to the next level that we're trying to get to as far as getting stuff in motion. So, you know, we all have our strengths, and the fact that we can come together is a very, very good sign that we have to show that we're going to make progress. There is you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're going to put boots on the ground here in Oklahoma. And the people that we have connected right now, I feel like we could, you know, we could flip this whole thing. And that's just my perspective, because I see the strengths and weaknesses of bridging the gap, Michael, Nicole, me, and others that, you know, that attach to us, you know, in the movement as we continue to grow. So I just see nothing but positivity. I understand negative things are going to come into play, but that, you know, that's not going to stop us. You know what I'm saying?
No.
From getting to that next level.
Go ahead. Let me say this right here. Don't lose your train of thought. Let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. Watch this one. Every one of us, listen carefully. Every one of us are generals. I want all y'all to listen to that. Watch this one. Because a good general has to be a good listener. If a general is not a good listener, how the hell he gonna know what's on my mind? And when you exclude those who are following you, who are trying to identify with themselves, and you move on past them, that's gonna cause dissension. That's gonna cause hatred. That's gonna cause doubt. So yes, you're right. We all can stay in our lane and help all of us, because all of us have that weak spot. Are y'all ready for this one? That's why you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Hello, y'all. But at the same time, if we look at one another, what are we doing? Watching one another's back, aren't we? That's what life is all about. Now, watch this one. There are only two eyes in my head. But your two eyes watching me back and forth. Now we have four eyes. Watch this, and then I'm going to get a floor to you. Four eyes, symbolic for the four corners of the earth. North, east, west, and south. Stands what? News. So in reality, y'all, it just takes two to change the world. Go ahead, Mia. Talk to me. Then we'll let somebody else address it. We'll let Miss Washington address that issue. Go ahead, Nicole. I mean, Mia.
Ashe, that is so true. You know what I mean? Like I was saying earlier, I see that in us, you know, down here in Oklahoma, us changing some things. You know, even though Brittany is in Texas, she's still a part of us down here too. And if we have to shift down there to Texas, and you know, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll come down there and help. But I see.
I see a lot of
potential for us to change, you know, what's going on down here, and to, you know, shift things for us. You know, we need this down more than anything, because, you know, a lot of stuff get pushed under the rug, and us having each other back, like Michael was saying, as far as, you know, you got my six, I got your this, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those, having each angle, if one sees something, we're communicating. If the other sees something else, we're communicating. You know, even though we all have our own individual things that we're doing, I feel like there is no doubt that, you know, we're going to come together. And we're gonna make something, you know, shake and move. And just being open and willing to listen to each other's opinions, each other's points of views, and sharpen us as leaders in this movement. So, and that's the
biggest thing.
So, like he was saying earlier, being coachable, being willing to take, you know, constructive criticism, or take information or news or things that we need to know, you know, just staying on top of each other and sharpening each other, you know, iron sharpens iron. And that's always something I've lived by, because I've never been sharpened, you know, more than I have by being around people that have sharpened me, because they have, you know, learned something in this movement that I haven't learned yet.
I'll say. You want to weigh in on that, Miss Brittany?
I think that, you know, it's definitely about communicating and just being effective, being able to humble yourself even when you're needing help or getting direction on a certain area, like bridging the gap. We're still a fairly new group. So we know everything that the realm of social justice entails. However, that doesn't mean that we can't reach out to you guys to ask, because there's no dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. And also, you know, finding out how to find events to attend, or you know, lending a second hand, volunteering your time, and just being open about your struggles with the realm of activism, because I think that we, in the realm of activism, sometimes it is a very emotional, hard job. And if you have your circle that are not actively activists, then they can identify with some of the struggles or some of the emotional roller coasters that this journey entails. So it's becoming a supportive system for one another. It's so many of us that have backgrounds in the realm of psychology. Let's put it to practice. We didn't go to school. We're not taking these classes for nothing. Let's put into practice what they're making us invest our money into, what we're spending, what we're spending or becoming in debt, you know, with student loans and things of that nature. Let's utilize these tools, because sometimes you might not have a certification, but you might have the knowledge. Just because you have the certification don't mean that you have the knowledge. So comfort yourself to say, hey, you know what, we in this together. Today was a hard day, but I still showed up. Because one thing that I know about the most, he don't look at your condition, he look at your heart.
All right, Nicole, thank you. That was very brilliant. I mean, that's very nice. I'm serious now. All joking aside, I mean, you knocked it in the head. And then I want to come back and ask you a question here in a minute. But go ahead, Nicole, go ahead and give your opinion of what you heard so far on that.
I agree with Brittany. You know, there's a lot of times when this work is extremely tiring. And you never know. It's one of those things where we never know what's going to happen, you know. And but I will say, like she said, just showing up is always progress, even if you don't realize it. Continuing to show up, continuing to network, continuing to get to know other people, you know, find, you know, connections with people. That's absolutely important. So even though you may feel like, hey, I didn't do anything, if you showed up and you met somebody new, or if you showed up and you said, hey, you know, I know, you know, I have these resources for you, or this or that, then although it may seem minimal, you know, you are progressing in your activism work. So that's always, this is, as I won't even say an uphill battle, because it's going to be a forever battle, you know. There's always something going on to fight. So it does definitely get tired, but with having a group of all of us, you know, that are in connection with one another and so diverse, and we have different things that we're, you know, passionate about and things like that, you know, we can develop a safety net. So when you're tired, you know, pass us the torch. What can we do to help you? You know, okay, you're having this event. Do you need anything from me at this event? You know, just things like that, coming together, helping one another. And I like to use their term all the time, but bridging the gap, you know.
See, that's a touchy phrase to expound on, because that's what bridging the gap means. You ever heard the term, I'm sure a lot of y'all have, bridging the gap between the male and female, the relationships. Right now today, our relationships are so destructive between male and female that, oh, my God, every time you turn around, there's a divorce coming. Somebody going to domestic violence. Matter of fact, our next show will probably be on domestic violence. But, see, those things, y'all, we have to talk about, man. Those are scary, frightening realities. Okay. That's the top of our list. That's one of the most frightening realities, and that is domestic violence between male and female. Although the male gets, female gets trampled on and beaten and killed the most, you have some situations and conditions where females, you know, actually, you know, get
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, this is what this is about, y'all. I mean, we heard people say it all the time, man. Talk to me. Somebody get me help. I don't know who to approach. Help me, y'all. This is why, y'all, this show that we're having and the program we're having, the events that we be having, we are trying to reach out to one another. Let's just, hey, to heck with I'm better than you. To heck with your shoes being taller than mine. To heck that you got $2 more than me. Show me I can get that $2 like you got it. All that want to hold you back like crab in a bucket, that's dead and stinking, man.
Yes,
we
sir.
All about them. Go ahead. Talk to me. I know I'm just talking. Go ahead. Break on in. Go ahead. Was that you, Mayor? Go ahead. Whoever it was. Go ahead on. Y'all, we took about 2 minutes, y'all. Then we get ready to open the show for about 2 or 3 minutes each of just basically what we want to talk about, if what is ever on your mind. And Brother Paul wanted to say something as well. He's been kind of silent back here. Thank you, Paul, for listening in, brother, and being patient with. We sure appreciate you. But go ahead, Mayor. What were you saying, so whoever was going ready to say something? Y'all, this is y'all's show, man. I just feel good, man.
I'll say I love the fact that, you know, Brittany highlighted, you know, we are going into debt to get these degrees, you know, to help, you know what I'm saying, to really bring change. But, you know, some of us do have that knowledge, like she was saying, that we don't really need a degree. We just got to be certified to actually do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, you know, using what we have now, what we've already learned. And really be in support because, you know, I'll reach out, you know, when I feel like, oh, Lord, I'm, you know, my life over here at the same time. But I'll, you know, showing up being there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what, you don't know what kind of blessing that you would get. And sometimes it's not, you know, money in your pocket or, you know, it's just a sense of peace. I've helped somebody today. I've, you know, gave somebody positive words, you know, I helped somebody, you know, change the direction that they were going in, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what kind of blessings we'll get by just, you know, sacrificing, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of our time to help. And that's one of the biggest things, and that's what people notice about each and every one of us, you know, that are out here. I've heard a lot of people say a lot of good things about what's going on, but you know, most of us, we already kind of have a general idea of what's going on. We already have that knowledge before we get that certification or that paper, you know what I'm saying? And like she was saying, we're going into debt, but at the same time, you know, we can still use what we already know now to make a difference before we get that, you know, actual paper. And then just being in each other's corner, communicating. I know that sometimes it's a little tough for me to communicate because I'm, you know, bouncing everywhere, doing everything. But I try to stay engaged as much as possible. And that, you know, I feel like everybody's staying in touch, everybody's saying, you know, good words or, you know, even liking each other's posts, you know, that even does something. You know what I'm saying? That helps support what we are all trying to do. So just staying connected and keeping each other motivated because, you know, in this movement, no matter what angle you're coming from, it gets tough, you know. It gets mentally tough sometimes for us to uphold our own entire lives and then to help people in their lives also. But it's a sacrifice, but it's also a blessing in that also.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I say amen. Come on, Brother Calvin, you've been quiet. Talk to us, man. Take that 3 minutes, man. Go ahead and jump it off in.
Yeah, so I think it's really inspiring what y'all have been saying. Try to soak in everything I can. You know, me being so young and our organization being so young.
Yes.
So, you know, y'all are my mentors from afar. You know what I mean? Y'all are the people I look at. You know, with Michael, you know, when Nicole, when I – first met Nicole and she told me about it. She's like, man, he's huge, a huge activist. I really want you to meet him. You know, I was nervous because I was looking up stuff and I remember seeing you at the Bigler Sofer executed. You know, we talked on the phone and everything, and I was really nervous. And then I was just like, then you were talking to me. He's just another person. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, like how, you know, 3 or 4 months can change and how fast it can change. You know. I just wanted to say thank y'all again for, you know, allowing us to do this. It's just crazy, like, how fast this is really.
Thank you.
Been.
When I first saw you speak, I was moved by you when I saw you speak, and that's why I wanted to make sure to reach out, because seeing somebody, younger people speak, you know, about things going on, and that was, you know, at the Capitol about gun violence. It's just really admirable to see you up there. So I wanted to make sure to reach out to you guys.
Thank you,
and I'm so happy that you had gotten in touch with Michael and then you did come to our, you know, rally for Shed and stuff like that. So
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
You're just as much of a we look up to you just as much as you look to you look
absolutely.
Up to us.
Absolutely. What are you? Is
that
one sided?
That is true.
Amen.
And may I even like the gun club. You know what I mean? Like the Fred Avenue. I think that's amazing. You know, and if I were to say that, Mac, you, I definitely would have wanted to do it. So, yeah. So I mean, like, stuff like that we don't even know about that goes on. Like in Oklahoma, we can make a true change here. Like there's so many great organizations and great stuff happening here that they don't want us to know about. You know what I mean? That's why I said we keep using our voice, keep doing this, and like we can change Oklahoma around. You know what I mean? We really
oh,
can.
Man.
So.
Absolutely.
You gotta be persistent. Oh, not give up. Now, what I wanted to ask you though, Brittany, was I asked Kevin already. I know school day is getting ready to come back up. So how are you going to manage, for lack of a better word, how are you going to put in activism along with schoolwork? How does that work?
You know, through wisdom and through time, you find out how to organize your schedule. You delegate tasks and some stuff, like, you know, having a full, you know, a social life. Everything changes around you when the season's changing your life. However, just because the seasons change, that don't mean that you don't know the proper equipment to put on to endure the season. And for me, is learning through not being the best organized person to learning, okay, if I want to maintain a 4.0 GPA, but I still want to have a social life, then that means I need to give me a calendar and look at, okay, well, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I dedicate that to my studies. Tuesday, Thursday, any type of business obligations that I have, I fulfill it on those days. Saturday, that's my day. I look at Saturday morning to make sure that I don't have any discussion boards or anything like that that's going to creep up on me on Sunday. That's due at 11:59, because then when I get into Saturday evening to Sunday, that's my time.
Okay, I got you. Now, look here, boy, y'all showing out tonight, man. Look here, man, I ain't scared of none of y'all, okay? I don't care what y'all say. I can
you know
talk crazy because can't none of y'all reach me right now. Wait, hold up, y'all might come through that phone. What you talking about, Willis? Uh-oh, okay, minute. But no, man.
You know
hey,
real
man,
when
I just...
you know it's real when Brittany said 11:59. That is the cutoff.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I've been through school days myself.
Hey, that damn
teacher mean, that professor means 11:59. He don't mean no 12:31.
Yeah.
What he meant 11:59.
11:59.
Yeah, trust me.
I just
learned that
really,
the hard way.
Really,
yeah.
If you've been in college for more than a year, you know
yeah.
to get it done by 10:59.
Yeah, you're
going
to try to get quick.
You're going to experience technical difficulties.
Oh, it's terrible.
Hey, yeah.
I've done that before when
I
was in college, like 4 minutes before midnight, and then it won't submit, and you're like, no.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then you get to that point, oh, hell, I got 2-3 minutes left. I can make it. Then somebody suddenly call you on the phone, distract you. It's too late. Now you're 55 minutes late. Man, somebody got me on. No, that's all right. I'll tell you what. Hold on, man. We're just going to make up 2-3 more weeks. So everybody else going to sit here and eat cookies, and you go ahead and do your work, and we'll talk to you. It's fun, y'all.
10:59 instead of 11:59.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, right. I mean, I'm telling y'all. I mean, look here, man. I was docketed several times when I was like, say, I'm getting ready to go back to school. Matter of fact, let me announce. I'm getting ready to go back to Liberty University to get my bachelor's in science and law. But you know, like I said, I've done it before, and I'm saying to myself, damn, man, you damn near 65 years old. You sure you want to do that, man? All the stuff that you're doing. I said, yeah, I'm sure I want to do it because I got some grandbabies. I can pay something to buy some candy to fix this up for me. No, man. I'm just saying. Well, I'm going back to school, though, man. I mean, I just like having fun, y'all. But, no, I am, though. I'm going back to get a bachelor's in law. I mean, because, like I said, I've already got my associates. I've got about 55 more hours to reach my bachelor's. So, you know, man, it's fun. You know what I mean? I know everybody. It's so. You know what's so fun about the show? All of us have some touch of experience of college. But listen carefully, everybody. I don't want to discourage all of you because college is not for everyone. Okay, let's understand that. That don't mean you're not going to be a champion in your own right. It's just some of us are motivated and know we have to have that paper to be recognized in society's societal standards. Okay, y'all? So that's only that's what that means. You know, so don't be thinking that you're stagnant because you're really not. I mean, there may be other things you want to get involved in, and don't feel bad if you become an auto mechanic. Hell, I might need my car fixed one damn day. Now, I'm going to get mad at you. See, so don't ever think that if that's all you can do, please do the best at it. You know, so again, we thank everybody tonight.
The technical trades pay a lot of money. So,
Yes. See, but like I said, the degrees are good, y'all, especially when you're dealing with a lot of people like in child psychology, sociology, you know, stuff like that to where, you know, you're dealing with elderly, you know, you just cannot have a degree. You know, so we know people working in those fields, you have to have it. So, again, I mean, it's great that you're doing it. I mean, hey, man, go for it. I say go for it. But I tell you what, I hope that we can have something because a lot of us don't have the money, y'all. I hope that this man will go ahead and give those student loan debts, man. I mean, let's let people pay so much, man. At least shave half of it off or something, man. So that, because in today's society, let me tell y'all something, man. I know all y'all know this here. You may have a degree in engineering. Guess what? Your best job is working at McDonald's because they ain't open. I'm just telling you, man. It happens like that. You know, so don't think that just having it. I mean, you got to really strive and work for it. And the only way you really can get through in a lot of cases is have your own business. You know, so that's my two cents on that. Ain't nobody taking it back. Like I said, y'all can't get to me. I can say what I want, and I don't care if you like it or not. So get ready. Melvin just said, yeah, okay, Brother Mikey said, you got to watch that because look over your shoulder. He had me thinking for real. I thought I had to look over for real. I thought, how does a man get in my house late at night like this? No, y'all stop it. Y'all stop it. I tell you, y'all got me feeling like I can run a marathon, boy. I'm telling you. But anyway, y'all, and seriously speaking, y'all, we got about a minute apiece. I'm giving all y'all a minute here. And then let me say this here. Let me get an announcement break. But for those of you who want to come out today, this Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're going to be out in front of the Oklahoma County Detention Center. This is our monthly monitoring of the Oklahoma County Detention Center. And what we're doing is that we are highlighting the atrocious deaths, untimely deaths, and avoidable deaths of several people who have already died in this jail. We've had over 70 since 2016. Listen carefully. We've had 70 souls to die in the Oklahoma County Detention Center since 2016. Man, that's preposterous, man. That's unheard of. Man.
Yes, sir.
That is so frightening, y'all. I mean, I can understand. Watch this here. A lot of those people are especially in there. This is the area we're working on too, because they cannot afford to make bonds.
Yes, sir.
And I want all of you to understand, too, simply because a person is locked up in jail, that don't mean they're guilty. I mean, we can't be the trial, the jury, too. They haven't even been convicted yet, so why they did. You see? So, I just appreciate y'all for letting me say that, man. I mean, it's my heart just, I don't know, y'all have known me long enough to know now, I'm passionate and compassionate about what I do. When I say passionate, that means that fire, lit. And I'm compassionate as well, y'all. You know, I mean, this is just me. Michael Washington, go to bed. Baba Wetofa, go to bed on this. Wake up on this. I be down to county jail. I be down to courthouse. I'm talking about daily, y'all. You hear me? Because I want to keep up on the and laws and statutes that change daily. Go ahead, Nicole. Go ahead. Y'all,
you're not playing either. You wake up like that. He sent me a message this morning in his suit at 7 a.m. in the morning. He was ready to go. He's on his way.
Hey, them people say, oh, shit, he got that motherfucker dress up on. Get ready, y'all. It's kick-ass time today. No, that's what they really do. They do say, no, they say kick up. When I ain't dressed up, they say, woo, we got a halfway. Oh, man. Well, when I get clean, you know, when them fishes out of the safe, they say, oh, look out. Here it comes. That's nice.
You always get the hat, though. They always know it's you, Michael, because you always got the hat.
Oh, yeah, that hat you have my weight on. I try to hide it. They say, you know, they even notice it's not on my head, y'all. I'm telling you, man. No, hold up, man. Go back home. We ain't having this. Go put the hat on and come.
I'm going to do a helmet, Michael, you know what I'm saying?
Too damn hot for that right now, man. I'm sorry, I can't go for that. Lord have mercy. Come and find my little old brain skull. Look here. Yeah, me too. I appreciate y'all, man, really. Brenda, I don't know if you were on the phone or not, but I was telling your comrade, Brother Kevin, that we're going to try to put you all to a little get-together, as, you know, we have to try to reach you long arm, you know, long distance. But we want to try to reach out and recognize them getting ready to go back to school with a slight little party type get-together type thing. No, but, you know, like a send-off, you know, how you like to send somebody off to a new adventure. What you think about that?
That's super sweet. I think that's super sweet. We will greatly appreciate that. And while I hadn't died on the call yet, yes, Kevin did notify the group. So thank you so much for even considering doing that for us.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we have to. Friends, what our friends for, y'all. I'm telling you, Michael, I told y'all, man, I'm sincere about what I'm doing with y'all here. I'm not wasting y'all's time. Like I said, I love fighting for people's rights. Again, on the day of judgment, I feel that I'm, like I said, my heaven is now. I don't want mine later on because I don't want to see what the hell that's going to be. I want it now. But anyway, I'm saying that last thing that everybody will be able to know about me, man, did you see what Mike Washington did? He went down there and helped a lady, old lady across the street or whatever. I like that image to be the most profound of some positive ideas rather than some negative. You know, that's just me. And I think I can get motivated and have others get motivated if I, you know, take on that frame of mind. So thank y'all so much for that. This is Baba. We talk with y'all right here on People Power Radio right in Oklahoma City. We're your host with the most, where your ideas, your thoughts, and opinions count. There are no right or wrongs, no up and down. So whatever you have to say, you may disagree with me, like Brittany did. But I ain't going to say nothing about it. Anyhow. No, seriously, y'all. That's all right. I remember that one. You remember that. You hear me? Now, I don't care what you say. I'm going to remember that. Yes, right. I don't care if we talk about how the moon is shining. I'm going to say it ain't shining. So I'm not. No, you get that. No, I'll finish, y'all. Again, y'all, thank y'all very much for still joining us tonight. We get ready to got about 5 minutes. Again, y'all, some of us don't know if we get out the air that we'll still be on the air. When we get off, y'all won't hear us anymore, but we're still in the back room. So we're taking y'all. We got, again, 5 minutes. That's why I'm kind of rushing with my words. But let me say this here. I want everybody, as I always say before I end the show, why love someone, man. Tell your family and your friends that, you know, you love them and you want the best for them. Because, again, tomorrow's not promising y'all, man. I mean, hey, I've had loved ones, matter of fact, today that I won't see anymore. I've just got word on. So, again, y'all, it's always good, man, to just, even if you hug your child tonight, man, just feel good, man. I mean, because without you, they would have no light to shine in. So, again, y'all, if y'all have an idea for a show, call us up at area code 405-246-9089. That's our organization's number, Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. This week, again, at 1 o'clock, we're going to be at the Oklahoma County Detention Center for a two-hour event. We're going to have singing, we're going to have dance, we're going to have speeches, and, of course, we're always going to have hydration for people and, of course, crackers and stuff like that there because we want people to feel comfortable as possible. We'll have a few tents and things, so, again, we have trees that kind of cover us. So God is good, y'all. So, again, thank y'all very much for joining us, and we're getting ready to go back into the back room. So, again, let me say to those of you who may have a spiritually inclined mind, may God bless and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Good night, everybody, and may God go with God's speed. Y'all be blessed now. We're off the air, but we're going to the back room. Stay calm, stay cool, stay collected. See ya. I might want to be. That's all right. Yeah, we're off the air now. Yeah, but y'all, I just appreciate y'all, man. This has really been fun for me. I mean, I'm telling you. And matter of fact, Bridging the Gap, y'all let us know what, if there's a show y'all want to, let me tell y'all. If there's a show that y'all want to, you know, host, or that's an idea for a show, please tell us, brother, man. I mean, Bridging, it's y'all's show. We're just here to make it happen. You know, I can be quiet. But at the same time, you got to do something to keep me quiet. Like I say, like some hamburger or chicken or something. Like I say, that was good. That was a good idea. Y'all, you see what I'm saying? I just have fun. I see. But no, man, seriously, man, if y'all got ideas, hey, Brittany, Kevin, Paul, whatever y'all got, I mean, tell us. I can listen. Go ahead.
When you put us on the spot, we can't think of nothing, Michael.
I can.
All right, well, get on it. I ain't scared on y'all like I said anyway.
Back to school will be an impartation of knowledge, wisdom.
All right.
From the older generation.
Right. So y'all want to do something then on going back to school? Then we got a few. Like I said, man, I'm going to send y'all a transcript. Man, we be having people from Tulsa, California, oh, my mama, Denver, New Mexico, Minnesota, Miami. As a matter of fact, we average about, I've averaged it all up, we average about, I'm not going to exaggerate, probably about 145 people listening. Oh, I mean, that's better than nothing. I mean, we get bigger as we, you know, get more publicity going. I mean, we're getting larger and larger because we first started out with 99, and we've jumped up. So we're doing a pretty good job, y'all. So people more and more, as they see and listen to us, they feel that they're a part of the show and not just somebody here. You know, so that's really important.
That's really important.
They don't feel like they're supporting, like, just one person and, you know, right. they, you know, personal gain, you know what I'm saying, fame or, you know, exposure. They feel like they can come here and, you know, voice their opinion and have concerns about going on, not be discriminated against about their opinion, you know, and what's going on around, you know.
Absolutely. Them. It's all our show, yes. Thank you, Maya, for that. Absolutely. We want to give them that comfort zone. Go ahead, Brother Kevin, what you say?
Yeah, I think we could do a thing on education and how we're 50th in the nation in education and talk and how they took away CRT and stuff. We, like, go over that, you know what I mean? Because I feel like we're indoctrinating kids, not educating them, you know what I mean? So I think that could be a great episode, maybe.
Okay, we'll do that next Thursday. So I have one show, like I said, for a lady that's already have one show for this Saturday. So I got you down for Thursday. What day is the 30th on? I mean, this Thursday. What day is that on? Anybody got a calendar? I don't have my calendar. I'm right at too many plugs, and I'm trying to watch you.
That's the 4th.
This coming Thursday.
Okay,
what day is that?
It's the 4th. But,
so the 4th, we're going to do
I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay. Oh, you be on vacation on Thursday?
I'm going to Kansas City.
All right, okay.
So, yeah,
okay, well, why don't we do that Saturday then? So this Saturday, a week from tonight.
Let me check. Hold on.
And while he's checking the schedule, another great episode I think would be how to close the financial wealth gap.
Okay, how to close. Okay, all right. Financial wealth gap. I'm writing that down.
And also, along with it, you know, credit restoration.
Yes. Okay, I can get some people that come on the show, too, to do that. I know all the people you're talking about.
Hey, Mike, I can do Thursday. That's fine. I should be free like that night. So we can do Thursday.
Okay, yeah, but Thursday. Okay, so Thursday. Now, what do you call it? Education.
Improving
education system?
Yeah, that's fine.
Also, that rolls over into with college students because I know with my experience in college, finding an advisor to better fit what you're needing. Because a lot of college students, we sit before these advisors and we leave unadvised.
Oh, okay. So you need an intellectual upliftment. Let me write that down. Okay. So some of us, sometimes, and maybe even you, Brittany, probably feel that we can teach the professor something every now and then. You know what I mean? I felt that.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna lie.
Definitely, and to professors not being so closed-minded in a very diverse classroom.
Man, but you know what, man? This is so great, y'all. That, like I said, all of us have had some kind of intellectual dab off into the college system, and it's so good, man, but y'all got to realize one thing, man, if you don't have money, man, you're going to be strapped, and when you earn something, you're going to hold it all out, and time you catch up and even get even. I'm not saying it, literally, I'm telling you because I had to drop out, is probably $30,000 to $40,000, man, before you finally out of debt, and when you're talking about, you know, the already 40, 50, 75, I mean, to even try to get even level, man, I mean, that's going to be anywhere between 10 to 15 years, you know. So, you know, we got to do better, man, you know. And then, like the brother said, 50th in the nation, too, in Oklahoma, something wrong with that, you know. Y'all, we got about 2 minutes off before they cut us off. I'm letting y'all know, so if we cut us off, you know. Y'all go ahead and continue to speak. I'm just letting you know, though. So, you know, if you hear me not talking anymore, that's why.
Okay.
But y'all just go ahead and just see, you know what you need to say. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm motivated, y'all. We want to do a show on this coming Thursday on improving the education system being 50th in the nation. We want to know how to close the financial wealth gap, as also improving our credit scores so that we can get credit cards and different things like that in nature. I have some people on those topics that I'll have. I'll let y'all basically run those, and then I'll have somebody, some professionals that's already in credit repair and in financial repair and all that. I'll have them come on the show because this is great. This is all ideas I've been wanting. I've never thought about it like this here, as you see. You know, so this is important. That's why I need others to help me. I don't know it all. Me, I don't know it all. We just ride with the flow. You know, we put something on and go at it. You know, so it's good that y'all helping us out with this.
And that'll bring those two topics, you know, don't really come up that often. We kind of
know that it needs to work,
but it doesn't get fully addressed. So I feel like it'll be great, you know what I'm saying, talk about those topics out loud, you know, with the community and get their feedback and then exchange, understanding about how to correct, you know, both of these topics. So, and it's very personal.
Amen.
That you're trying, you know, in this society where, you know, we send our children, our nieces, nephews, you know, guardians send their children off to school, and we're thinking they're getting their full education, and they're not. They're at a disadvantage.
Amen.
And then also
Amen.
With, you know, the wealth, like she was saying, the wealth gap. You know, we got to
close
it. We can.
Yes.
But, you know, we have to be equipped with the knowledge and be very mindful of our money and actually putting it where it needs to go so that we can have wealth, you know, to last us over a lifespan. So that's
Amen.
I'm ready for both the shows. You already know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm telling you. Look here, man. Y'all, we got about 15 seconds. All right, y'all be blessed, man. Again, one love, one God, one speed, brother. Hey, man, y'all, deeply in my heart, thank y'all so much, man. I mean, I just, you know, you make an old man feel like he's young again. Can make a old man wish for younger days. Who? I think a Commodore song that or something. Y'all be blessed, man. It's going to cut me off. Everybody have a good night tonight.
Awesome.